Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And God renamed Israel because he had power with God and men. If you look at Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. Wow, I think that's an amazing similarity there. That God, that James' name was Jacob. Jacob was renamed to Israel. And God gave his word to what? Israel. Is that right? So, wow. So we have the authority of a king, an earthly king, commissioned by the King of Kings, and there we have it. So that's the second reason. It was translated under a king. Here's one of my favorite ones. Because I believe the King James Bible is the Word of God, because it has no copyright. Anybody know what a copyright is? Go ahead. He raised his hand. You want to tell us? It's registered. Nobody can copy it. But if you look at all the other versions, they're copyrighted. So you can't just copy their Bibles and pass it out. You'll go to jail. They'll come looking for you. Well, the 1611 copyright of King James forbids no one from making copies. They want you to take the word and spread it and share it with anybody. So I can go copy the entire King James Bible and nobody's going to arrest me. Do you think God wants me to share his word? Yeah. He wants us to share his word. Here's a scripture that will help you with this. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. It says, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Oh gosh, what a good scripture that is. If your Bible is bound, is it the word of God? God's word is not bound. I think it's clear here. He wants you to share it with the world, to other languages. But if it's bound where men can make money and sell it and make merchandise of you, that's basically what you see with these new Bibles. They're making merchandise of you. They're coming out with a new version practically every week. And then they're selling it to make money. So it has no copyrights. Now, let's get to some meat here. The next reason I believe the King James Bible is the Word of God is because God always translates perfectly. You know, we hear some comments in here that there's no translation that is inspired by the Word of God. That there's no translation inspired. Wow. What a sad day when we make that statement that there's no translation that is inspired. Do you guys remember that comment? Yeah, no. Well, that comment was made. Well, there's three times in the Bible where God used the word translate or translated. It occurs three times, and here they go. The first one is 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10. We are told it was when God, who translated Saul's kingdom to David. Do you think that translation was perfect? I say yes. We are told in Colossians 1:13 that Christians have been translated into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Thank God for that translation. Have you been translated into the kingdom of Christ?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.